added a couple more players to our group. We think there'll be good competition, and I think there'll be good Packers. We'll take questions.
To go up twice in one round, was it the players that were there, or are we going to make too much out of that?
I'm going crazy. It was. We liked those guys. We had them rated as guys that could come in and help our team and be a part of our team.
What did you like about Worthy so much?
He's a very instinctive player. He's very quick off the ball. He has a sort of a natural ability to have vision in traffic, see things, play off blocks, that sort of thing. Liked a lot about him.
Can you talk about Hayward and how he fits into the secondary?
Well, he'll be part of the group. We never run short of trying to add defensive backs and especially corners. We think we had him rated as a very good corner in this draft, and we think he'll fit in good with our group.
Ted, last year on the Thursday-Friday, you went offense, offense, offense.
It's not by design. It's literally just the way the board works. We had those players rated, you know, above other players in the draft, and it's just the way it worked out. No, that would be too harsh a word. I will say there are times in a draft where we have a player. The positions are like this. Wide receivers are here. It goes all the way across. The defensive backs are here. It could be that there are two players at the same level at different positions, and we choose the one over the other in terms of the position, but that's the extent of it.
So, Ted, when a guy like Jarrell Worthy starts to fall, many people thought maybe he was first-round talent. How close does he have to be to your pick before you start kind of going into trade mode to go up and get him?
Well, it just kind of depends. You know, the practical matter of the – as a matter of practicality, you have to let a few picks come off the board before you start sinks in and look up there and say, well, the guy's still up there. And we started working, and sometimes you can – move up, and sometimes you can't. Sometimes you can move down, sometimes you can't. It worked out here that we did a couple of times.
Ted, you were worried that those players would be picked if you had stayed put, especially with Worthy?
Oh, sure. There would be no reason to move up if we thought we could get them with our picks.
We hear about the 40-yard dash a lot, but what about Hayward getting this 3.9 in the short shuttle?
Well, I think it is. I mean, we do a lot of testing. Some of it works out that it means a lot. Some of it works out that, you know, sometimes a football player is a football player and it doesn't matter what he runs a shuttle in. I do think it's an indication, and I mentioned this earlier, I think he's very quick in line and quick with his hands and quick off the ball. Well, I mean, I think we've helped our team. You know, we don't look at it as offense, defense. I love them all, and certainly, you know, coordinators or position coaches like to have young guys add to the group. So it's just really the way it worked out. But I think our coaches will do a good job, as our offensive guys have done with young guys. We really believe in drafting and developing, and we think these three guys will help us down the road.
Have you positioned yourself, do you feel, where you could, the coaches could move Charles Woodson to safety permanently or full-time?
Oh, I don't know about that. We just drafted a young man out of Vanderbilt, put in the group with the corners.
What about
What does Worthy have to work on to succeed on the outside?
Well, he's pretty accomplished along the line of scrimmage. You'll see him sometimes line. I mean, he's predominantly a defensive tackle, but he'll be in a five technique from time to time and things like that. He does a lot of the things that Turgo and Dom ask of our defensive line. Well, we gave up a third and a fourth.
Yeah.
Right, or a third and a fifth, I think.
Right. I mean, it doesn't seem like a lot to give up into the second.
Right. Well, we thought it was pretty good value and felt like we had a guy we definitely had targeted that we thought was worthy of being pulling that trade off. So it just worked out that way. It was a good trade for us.
Was it something you had kind of been talking about for a while to get there, or was it just kind of spur of the moment?
No, there were some conversations earlier on, and we followed up on it. But, you know, in this, just like this trade, just like in any trade, you don't really make it, or we're uncomfortable making it in advance unless we have multiple players that we don't care who it is. We had, you know, one, and if he was there, then we'd do the trade. Or if a guy's there, we do a trade.
So, Ted, remember in 98 when Randy Moss came in and then the next year Ron picked corners with the first three picks? Do you remember that? Picked Antoine Edwards.
I was here.
So, from the outside looking in, your defense finished 32nd in the league. You traded up twice, which you'd only done three times in your previous seven drafts, and you took three defensive guys. At some level, aren't you saying that you felt like you needed to fix the defense and you took three steps toward doing that today?
No, I think we're just trying to help the team. We also had a defense that helped us be 15-1 this season. I think sometimes that's overlooked.
What did you see in Jarrell Worthy that makes you think he can make an impact sooner rather than later?
Well, I don't know about the sooner rather than later. I mean, we'd like for all of our guys, young guys, to come in and make an impact. They'll have to prove themselves amongst our veterans. We've got a pretty good team. This isn't a shabby team they're joining, but I think they'll be good contributors and help the competition.
What part of Hayward's game most appealed to you to trade up in the second round to get this guy?
I think he's an all-around player. He's very aware in space. Very good foot athlete, good balance, good pedal, plant and close, all that sort of stuff. He sees the ball well. He can play with his back to the basket, so to speak. He can play with his back to the line of scrimmage, rather. He's got good hands. He's got a knack for interceptions. He's a good player, and he's a pretty good tackler. They are the epitome of our franchise. Chad Clifton came in as a second-round pick and has played for a very long time at a position that's of premium value in the National Football League, the left tackle position. He's battled through some injuries, but rarely did he really miss time up until this past year. You can't know how comforting it is to know that you have, you know, your left tackle and you don't have to worry about it. Nick Collins came from a small college, Bethune-Cookman, by NCAA standards. There were people that doubted him when he came in. He did nothing but impress us, started from day one. Went to, in a very shortened career, I think he went to three Pro Bowls, would have been many, many more. Both are good men. Both are good family men. They're what we're looking for. That's what we'd like these young men that we drafted today be. Excuse me.
Russell Wilson went off the board here in the middle of the third. Is that a player you would like to have had as a competitor for your backup QB job this season?
We think Russell Wilson's a very good player. I think Seattle made a wise choice in picking him. I'm not going to evaluate him at the time.